Hello, BelowTopSecret.com. This is Relentless. Final update on moving woes. Oh my gosh, it couldn't have gone worse. We were just so bad. I actually asked the movers at one point, do we get the Worst Prepared Movers of the Year award? He was like, yeah, you're pretty bad. I relied a lot on DH because physically I was not in any condition to help. And I tried not to nag. But we just totally weren't prepared by the time the movers came. And even telling them they may need to do the last minute packing, we were so, well, in such bad condition that they spent twice the amount of time they estimated moving what they could. And quite frankly, DH is back at the house for the fifth time today, still trying to get the rest of our stuff out of there. Oh my gosh. Then, some of you may have noticed, we had been here the night before, which was, what, Friday night, and cranked up the heat because we're in a cold spell. And I can't be cold. I physically can't be cold. It's debilitating. I won't get into that. But, so we had turned on the heat so that it would be, cozy when we got here. And we walked in with the first load of stuff when the movers were on their way. When the cable guy. The one thing that went right was the cable guy. The cable guy showed up. The computer was up and running right away. Thank God, or I would have gone insane with everything going wrong. But, with the first load of stuff, we get here and the house is freezing. By my definition, the rest of you would laugh your butts off if you knew how warm I had to be. But to discover that the heat didn't work, and it's what do you call it? A heat pump does AC and heat depending upon what you need and. Yada yada, new thermostat, had to learn it, was that the problem? Couldn't get the temperature raised at all. And so we spent the first night with no heat and I woke up totally disabled. So, which wasn't too thrilling since I really wanted to unpack and make my house look like a home before I have to go to work tomorrow. Anyway, after a long day, of course that's covered by the builder's warranty and stuff, but it's a weekend and I can't wait till Monday. Well, we lucked out in the end. Long story short, found a site of HVAC professionals who just, I can't even say enough. If you find my thread in BTS about my heating woes, I have linked to their site for anyone who ever has a problem in the future, because they just nonstop all day answered me back and forth trying to get to the bottom of it. In the end, we discovered two things. Number one, there's something called emergency heat, which should have saved my unit because I was about to destroy it trying to get the house heated. And number two, that, the emergency heat didn't work either. the builder will handle for me later. And then in the end, about an hour or two ago, a friend of DH, who is an HVAC professional but happened to have been out of town this weekend, got the call and came right over. Lives around the corner. Wasn't that lucky. And got us heat. So I'm going to be okay on that count. Count number two, new house, new things. DH is in for a big surprise. I have a problem with television sets. The poor man, we've been married 15 years. I know I'm a dreadful wife. I would not allow a widescreen TV in the house. They're ugly, I don't want it. I hate listening to the thing anyway. But there's five sisters in my family and all the other brother-in-laws, you know, it's like, who has the best TV going? I don't know why it's such a big deal. But I understand I'm a woman and I can't grasp the gravity of the situation, so. But I've been steadfast all along. I actually don't even own a TV we've ever paid for. The best TV in the house is one I won in a raffle about 12 years ago. So anyway, he doesn't know this, but I reserved a little money from the leftover transaction of the sale and the purchase, and he's turning 50 in 2 weeks. So I initially had intended to surprise him and send him home to New York for his 50th, because I couldn't think of what could I do that would be big enough for his 50th. And by the way, it's still freaking me out that in 2 weeks I'm going to be married to a 50-year-old. Not like I'm not getting up there, but I don't know. There's just something about that thought. So anyhow, I was going to fly him to New York. He's still tight with all his friends all the way back to high school and every band he's ever played in. And if I got him back to White Plains and arranged it with his parents, there he could have had the blast 50th birthday party. And it was going to be a surprise because I was going to like say we're going to Disney instead to, you know, head to the airport in Orlando, and he'd have no clue we were on our way to New York. But 2 days before I finalized those plans, he came home and told me, I've hated my job for a long time and I quit. Okay. All right. Wish I had seen this coming. Not a problem, really, because he's well known and respected in the industry. And he now has a much better job. He was actually pursued by another company, and he's in really good shape on that count, except he lost his vacation time. So my initial thought for his 50th is totally out the window. So he's getting a widescreen plasma wall mounted HD TV, which will be snuck in and installed when he's not here. He will come home and find that. Right now, he's arguing with me about the way I set up the furniture in terms of viewing the TV, and that's all I can do to convince him not to attempt to wire the Bose speakers and stereo and everything his way, because I got a pro coming who's going to handle the whole thing when he gets his birthday present. So, has not been a good move. You'd think I would be a little more experienced at this point pulling this off, but I totally just dropped the ball. I left it in his hands, and it wasn't fair because I knew darn well he wasn't capable of getting it right. So it's been a rough move, and I can only blame me. But it's all going to work out, and I'm sure everything will be fine by morning. And so, thanks for letting me bore you to tears. It's over. I'm back. Great podcast going on out there I haven't been able to respond to, but I want to get back in the swing of things, and love you all. Bye-bye.